Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Hall with a short truth about hunting in Canada. Been getting lots of messages about this question. Can anti-hunters buy guide outfitter licenses in British Columbia? The background story here, there's an organization in BC called the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation, and they have a campaign called Safeguarding Coastal Carnivores. On Rain Coast's website, it says this about their campaign, quote unquote, "We are currently raising funds to stop commercial trophy hunting in more than a quarter of the Great Bear Rainforest in British Columbia. Our ultimate goal is to secure the rights to all commercial trophy hunting tenures on the BC coast. Rain Coast has already purchased 4 guide outfitting territories covering 38,000 square kilometers. This is to prevent grizzly bears from being hunted by guide outfitters should the hunt return, and it's also to prevent hunting cougars, wolves, Roosevelt elk, and black bears. The current tenure that they're looking to purchase is $1.92 million, and they're about halfway there in raising the funds to buy it. What's the truth? Can anti-hunters buy guide outfitting licenses? Yep, they can. So any person can hold a guiding territory certificate under the British Columbia Wildlife Act. As long as you don't have a criminal background or serious violations under the Wildlife Act, the government will allow the transfer of a territory certificate. So a person is not purchasing a guiding territory from the government. The government stays out of that. That is a market value real estate transaction between an outfitter and a buyer. The government's only role here is to review, process, and make a decision about transferring a guiding territory certificate from the existing holder to a new holder. The key question about this is, should anti-hunters be allowed to hold a guiding territory certificate for the express purpose of preventing hunting? In my opinion, they should not, because it is a violation of the Wildlife Act and clauses that are in the guiding territory certificate. Basically, the government reserves the right to suspend, cancel, or refuse to renew a guiding territory certificate if, in the government's decision maker's opinion, there's no guiding being done in a year in the guiding territory. So why is nothing being done? Well, there's political reasons. So the grizzly bear hunting was banned back in 2017. So there's probably some pretty strong political reasons within British Columbia to not take compliance and enforcement action against the holders of these guiding territory certificates that are buying them for the express purpose to prevent hunting. But there's also, in my opinion, a legal reason. And technically, they are running these operations legally. And so there's probably nothing that can be done legally to take the guiding territories away. On the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation's website, it says this, quote unquote, "We buy the rights to guide people to shoot wildlife, and our clients choose not to shoot wildlife." So they are technically running the operation, booking hunters, paying royalties, showing the government that they're running the operation. They just harvest no animals. It's a bit of a loophole in the conditions of the guiding territory certificate. So what should hunters do? First and foremost, hunters need to take note here. This trend of raising dollars to buy trophy hunting businesses is going to become more common worldwide as a way to end trophy hunting. Anti-hunters are going to start buying more guiding operations. So hunters need to take note of this, in my opinion, and start raising money to buy these guiding territories when they're coming up for sale. Buy the guide territories and run them, or the anti-hunters will. There's a lot of opportunities here for a co-op or a nonprofit to run a guiding territory and raise money for conservation. Now, these specific guiding territories in coastal British Columbia that are being bought up by the Raincoast Conservation Foundation, these were primarily grizzly bear hunting operations. That was their bread and butter. With the ban of grizzly bear hunting in 2017, essentially these guiding territories to other hunters and other outfitters became worthless. Sources have told me that some of these outfitters operating in the Great Bear Rainforest experienced years and years of harassment and vandalism because they were guiding grizzly bear hunters. In my opinion, let these outfitters get out of there. Let them get their money so they can go buy another guide outfitting territory somewhere else and get back to work hunting, taking hunters out, and employing people. Now, the claim that's being made that buying the guide outfitters 10 years is a permanent solution to stopping commercial hunting, especially stopping grizzly bear hunting should the hunt ever be reinstated, is not true. When the grizzly bear hunt returns to British Columbia, and I say when it returns, not if, grizzly bears will be on a quota system. Outfitters will get quota on the number of grizzly bears that they can take on an annual basis and over a five-year period. The quota system demands that outfitters kill their quota species. If they don't, they can lose it and the government can reallocate that quota to either resident hunters or to another outfitter. So my advice right now, patience. Let the outfitters sell their territories, get their money, and then demand action. When there's a change of government in British Columbia and the grizzly bear hunt is returned, hunters can then lobby to have these guide territory certificates revoked, and the Raincoast Conservation Foundation will be out of luck for all the money that they paid the outfitters for these territories. Hope this helps, and you can talk to your friends and family about the truth around anti-hunters buying guide outfitting territories in British Columbia. If you have more questions for the Short Truth series, email me at mark@bloodorigin.com or text us at 620-860-4804 and let us know that you got a question for a Short Truth for Blood Origins Canada. All right, everybody, we'll see you in the next one.